It's the movie that Tom Holland was dreading. It takes tennis. It makes it sexy. It's Challengers. We've seen it. Let's talk about it. So Challengers follows Tashi Duncan. She is a tennis prodigy who becomes a coach due to a career-ending injury. And she is married to a champion, and he is currently on a losing streak. And so they enter a challenger, which is basically like the lowest competition for pro tennis. And things get interesting when his opponent is his former best friend and Tashi Duncan's ex-boyfriend. So, Nayan, I had this in my top 10, man. I was excited for it, but oh my goodness, I did not expect a movie like this. Let's hear what was your overall thoughts about this one?
Yeah, I sort of wish I had it in my top 10 or honorable mentions. No way, it was absolutely, it blew me away about how good it was. And I think the thing that I really enjoyed was just the way the whole thing was structured. Because I know some people don't like this type of, the way that the film goes, is the structure in it. But this film absolutely played it off, in my opinion. So it's pretty much, it takes place over multiple timelines within the 13-year span.
Yeah.
And it breaks it down to like 8 years, 3 years, a week, a day, stuff like that. And it keeps like interjecting between each timeline, but it just, the transitions just seem so seamless. That is probably the one of the major things that I took away from this film. Along with the story as well was fantastic as well, you know, just the way it weaved in between each of those timelines to get to where it was now was absolutely fantastic. But yeah, I think just the editing of jumping between those timelines is just so good. Like, you never really feel like out of place or anything. You can like the way that the hairstyling, like the actors actually look really, really young. And then they look older. Did you notice that as well? Did you like the editing when the timeline jumps?
100%, yeah. And I've made sure to note it down on like points to cover for this review, bro, because the editing is phenomenal, man. It's so good. Like, I was never lost in the story, but the thing that I loved about it so much in terms of the editing is that you know immediately what this movie is about from the get-go. It's about this match, and the match takes place in different segments throughout the movie. But as we go in and out of these different periods of time, the stakes rise, the complexity and those dynamics change in multitude of ways, and it makes it, you know, incredibly complex, super interesting, and then ultimately you get an incredible payoff, like the final like match set, whatever the hell tennis is done by, set. And I think it's done by set. Yeah, so the final set's like super intense, and it's not intense just because of the brilliant filmmaking behind it. It's tense because we've got to see, you know, these characters shift and grow, and their relationships change, different dynamics all the time. And you know, when one of these things is that the characters become, you know, very complex, and part of that complexity is the love triangle aspect behind it, in terms of, you know, you've got Zendaya's character and then Josh O'Connor and Mike Faist's character. They're all in there. How do you like the dynamic between those three and how all those relationships worked together?
Yeah, I thought it was really well done and well acted as well. Like, all three of them had chemistry with each other. And all three, chemistry was not the same, was completely different. So I thought it was absolutely fantastic in the way that it was played out. You know, like the relationship Zendaya has with Patrick is like a bit more aggressive, yet the relationship between Zendaya and Art is completely different. It's more of Zendaya taking control of that relationship and just Art being like a yes man. And then the relationship between Patrick and Art themselves is just like, just two lads, it's just us, you know, just goofing around, like playing around with each other, making fun of each other and stuff like that. So each one of those relationships was absolutely done really, really well, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And I just love the complexity between them and how they change over time. I think they're done. It's just a super interesting way. You know, when you hear a movie like Challengers, it's about, you know, a tennis player and then, you know, two love interests. It's this cannot be that interesting. But, you know, you got Luca Guadagnino behind it. I think, you know, with these characters, he made it super interesting and one that we were invested in. And therefore, you know, that tennis action became so, like, extremely compelling. I would honestly say, in terms of sports action in a drama film, this has got to be top five in terms of the most intense and well done. You know, just the action alone and just how invested you can be. Like, I can't even recall certain sports dramas that do it well, but is there anything that you could compare it to in terms of how, you know, how compelling the sports action is in this?
Nah, none that comes to my head. If I actually like have it in front of me, I might be able to have a look at it, but nah, man, like it did it really, really well. I think the main thing in regards to how it gripped you into the sport of tennis was the cinematography and the way that the matches were shot. You know, like the camera was placed right in front of like the other player, and whenever the player hit, the ball came zooming at your face, and you literally flinch, like trying to dodge out of the way because you think it's coming at you. Like, it's insane. And then there's like real creative ones where it's like from the player's point of view. And then there's one from the ball's point of view, and it's just like
the ball's point of view.
Holy shit! Like, the cinematographer for this, I'm not even going to pronounce that name, but kudos to them, and I hope they get more jobs in Hollywood because that was one of the most creative things I've seen in so long. Those shots, and because I was so invested in the shots, I didn't even get to take in the, you know, the normal standard cinematography. There was main ones I took notice of was, you know, when it went right up to bird's eye view and you see the players playing in between that, and then there was another one where it was like underneath the tennis court, so the players bouncing the ball, and it was just real buzzy because you're like looking at it from like up and you can like see the lines and everything. So the cinematography in this is just next level.
It's crazy good, man. Some other shots that I remember, like just the sweat dripping on the camera lens. It's just done so good. You're 100% correct. And the cinematography makes that tennis action just so gripping and super intense. The ones that I really loved was, you know, you're going, I don't want to give too much away, but there's a match in this, and it's the two characters playing tennis. It's like, it's a super intense one, and they're doing, you know, really explosive lateral movements. And as their, you know, knees like go and extend, the camera like slow-mos on it, and you almost feel like they're like this close from a major injury. And it's just, oh, the editing with that, it's just so well done. And you're just like, oh my goodness. Yeah.
It's so
good. And then stuff like you mentioned before, like when you're the ball and like the first person view, it's just like really creative. And it just, there's so much tennis being played in this movie. And I think that, like, the way they did this by having all these different kinds of way to show how tennis can be, I guess, visually put on the screen, I think it just makes it so much better. Let's get around to the actors, because, you know, you got Zendaya in this, and basically the lead role, and then the two supporting with Josh O'Connor and Mike Faye. Was there any standouts in there for you, and kind of what did you think overall about each major actor in this one?
There wasn't exactly a major standout for me. I think they were all just on par with each other. Obviously, Zendaya did a lot of carrying herself in this film, and it's absolutely weird seeing her play the role of, like, a mum, but just because of how, like, baby-faced she is and, like, how she just plays a teenager in the Spider-Man films. So that was a bit weird, but she actually did that really, really well. She did that real, you know, that heartbroken, you know, my career ended so at a young age that I just need to fill my sporting void role really, really well. And she did that by pairing up with art and just, you know, her no-nonsense sort of heartless sort of take to it. Josh O'Connor as Patrick, he did fantastic as well. The next two, I think they are just, you know, they are ones to keep an eye on in the Hollywood scene for sure. But Josh O'Connor played that real goof jock, well, not jock, but like that real jokey sort of character really, really well, but can be serious when he needs to be. And then Mike Fass was just excellent in regards to just how he wants to be the best. He knows that he's slipping away. He wants to just stop playing tennis so he can spend time with his daughter, but he's just under so much pressure from not only his wife, but from the whole world, because he's just one slam away from completing like the World Slam. Which is the US Open. He just needs that tournament win. So you can really feel like, you know, the the pressure that he has, and then also like his sudden turn off his relationship with Patrick, how they were like really, really good buds, and then it just turns suddenly to like he's just absolutely cold towards him, like can't even look him in the eyes, doesn't even acknowledge his existence. He does that really, really well too.
Yeah, yeah. All three of them are great. I think Zendaya is fantastic in this role. The character changes a lot from the real start of the film, or I guess start of the timeline to the end of the timeline, and Zendaya does it perfectly. The one thing I just love about all these performances all three of them just slip so seamlessly into their character. It's like I'm not even like watching those actors play that character. They're just those characters. It just feels so natural, and it's just really well casted overall. Josh O'Connor, he hasn't been in much, but he did win an Emmy for The Crown, I believe. So yeah, definitely be on the lookout for him to start making a name for himself in the film industry. Mike Faye, he was in West Side Story, and pretty much a really loose supporting role. He's going to be big time as well. I think this movie will do big things for all of them. We touched a bit on the production design through the different timelines of things. And yeah, anything else to add on there regarding the production design? It feels also natural and fits in with how things progress through that timeline.
It does. And I really like the time that it was set in. It was set in 2019 and then 13 years back. I can't quick math, so let's just say it's 2006.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
2006. And then just everything about it, from the costuming, like fit those time periods along with the music as well. I mean, that's another awesome part of this whole film is the score and music. I'll get into the music first before I go into score. The music like was fantastic. It was like that real nostalgic sort of, for you and I, sort of film music. Similar to Saltburn, how it had like those classics from 2006. You had your classics throughout these periods too. And then that score was just jaw-dropping about how great it was. It felt out of place, but not at the same time, because it's like really fast beated drums, and you'd think that that would play during the tennis scenes where tensions are high, but it's like just during talking. But the dialogue that's being said is just so good and gripping that it just fits. Like, it doesn't fit in the scene, but it just fits.
Right.
It's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, real like old school, I don't almost want to say like 80s to 70s sort of era type beats without any vocals.
It felt real like trance, like something you'd hear in like a club. Yeah. I completely agree with you on that. In terms of the score itself, brilliant stuff. One of my favorites of recent memory is just, I've already listened to it today because I just needed to, listen to that stuff again. It's so good. It's not one where you would listen to it and be like, oh, that fits in a tennis movie, but gosh, it really does here. He makes it work. Although I am as great as it is, and it's really one of my favorites, it does feel out of place at certain times. And like you were saying, over the dialogue, I think it does overshadow some of the dialogue at times as well. So if I had to give it a bit of a hit, it would be on that aspect. But otherwise, whenever it's used, it's super, super gripping and just blends really nicely into the movie. We're saying so much good stuff about this movie right now. It all comes from that director, Luca Guadagnino. I don't even know if you've seen any of his movies by now. Call Me By Your Name was his best one. This is probably his best one now, at least to me. But boy, what he does with this, it has such a style and such an energy and elegance to it. I really loved on how he put all these aspects that we've just covered all into one movie and edited it that way. How do you feel about, your first Luca Guadagnino experience?
Yeah, it was a fucking fantastic one to go into, I guess. If you're saying it's like one of his best films, then it's an awesome one, and I sort of want to watch his other ones now just to compare, but the way he brings everything together is awesome, and I hope we see more of it in terms of, not the mainstream Hollywood directors sort of scene, but those mid-tier ones like Damien Chazelle and Wes Anderson, where they're like indie directors, but they still have their foot within big Hollywood projects as well.
So yeah, they can command like a decent budget. Is yeah. That kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd really like to see him get more work in, just see what he really can do.
Yeah, 100%, because, you know, you hear a movie with a plot like this, and I can easily think of, like, you know, any other, you know, generic Hollywood director would make something that would be, like, fine, it was good, but, like, ultimately boring. I think what he does with this one just makes it so damn interesting and entertaining. Very, very gripping. One thing I want to cover off before we do get to our scores and finish our review here. This movie was delayed last year. It was going to be entered into the film festival circuit, trying to get into that Oscar conversation. Any Oscar potential for this movie? If it did release last year, and any it could, you know, contend with this year?
Probably production design, cinematography, and score for last year. Same for this year as well. I think it might have a decent shot. It may not win, but it might have a decent shot right now with the stuff we've seen to either win or definitely be nominated.
Score, like, I just, Atticus Ross, one thing about the score as well, Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor, man, go listen to their stuff. They are so good. Like, they did The Social Network and Soul, and they're very similar in that sense, but they are absolutely, you know, overdue for a best original score Oscar, because I don't believe they've won yet, but they are so good. I just don't think with Dune out that it has a chance this year, or in any of those things that you said. Yeah. Nominated for sure. I think it deserves it. But editing, I would be down for it to get editing.
Definitely for editing as well. It's really well edited, especially with the multiple timelines that it's trying to jump across. Like, sometimes it can be way too overstuffed, but it just does it so seamlessly.
What about Zendaya? Best actress?
I was thinking about that. I think for now she would be, but as we see more and as more films come out, I think she'll be dipped out. And worst case scenario, she gets one of those, you know, sympathy nods or like filler nominations.
Yeah. I think you might be right about that. We'll have to wait and see on how the Oscar conversations move going forward. But man, I gotta say, 2024, we've been bagging on this year so bad, like, in terms of it not being hyped at all. But it is treating us well, bro. We're feasting so well at the moment. We've had Monkey Man, Dune Part 2, Civil War, and now Challengers. It's so good.
So good. And now we're going to have Fall Guy, or at least I do, next week. I'm sure you will as well.
Yeah, I got on the same day as you. Yep.
Yeah, and then Fall Guy next week. That's a film that we're absolutely trashing on, and it's getting good reviews, so I'm really intrigued for that one.
I know, me too. I'm like looking forward to it now in a weird way. But yeah, like, I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about the hypeness around these movies. It's about the final result and if they're good or not. That's what makes a movie year great, in my opinion. All right, so we'll cap things off now. Nane, your score out of 10 for Challengers. What are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
A 9? 9 out of 10. I'm going to go a 9.1.
That 0.1 above me.
That 0.1, I have to have it above you. But no, it is absolutely deserving of it, man. 9 out of 10 is just, it's a very high one for us. I think, you know, Rotten Tomatoes is extremely high now. It's like 8.4 or something, average rating, which is extremely high. Yeah, so absolutely worth it. Anyone who is a fan of tennis, this is an absolute must. You can't see it. Also, it's one you want to see on a big screen. I don't actually think this is one that you can actually just wait for streaming, because the cinematography and the sound are just so good. I think you do actually need to go see this in cinemas to really get that full experience with it. If you're a fan of sports, tennis, Zendaya, Luca Guadagnino, all good reasons to go see it. If you like good movies, go and see it. If you like bad movies, go and see it, because we need more movies like this. We need studios to give these kind of directors good budgets to make good movies like this. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our review for Challengers here. Me and Nan clearly both love it. If you loved it, if you're looking forward to it, whatever it is, whatever you thought, or if you're going to go see it, just let us know down below. Comment below, and you know, we can have a conversation about it. You guys know what to do. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all those social medias, @MovieGains. If you want to listen to us instead, jump on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you pod from. We'll be there as well. Or we are available on YouTube if you're listening to us right now. Otherwise, we will catch you next time. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep bringing the hype. Peace.
See ya.